on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come in your homes again today with a beautiful message or something to believe in. We've been preaching this message for several years, and I trust today that you have found truly Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through and by Jesus Christ. Well, a lot of people have requested our music, and I have several songs here that Martha and I do, and different ones. So we're just going to get right into our service this morning and magnify the Lord, and hope you magnify the Lord with us. So we're going to get started with this song right here, After Calvary. And we're going to let about 18 songs play for you this morning. May God richly bless you as you listen this morning.
Well, this morning we want to dedicate this to Bobby Coulter, in memory of Bobby Coulter, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And I tell you, he's a dear friend of mine. And what can I say? Him and his wife have been faithful down through the years. They stood by us in this ministry, and he's always there listening to my broadcasts and on Sunday mornings. So I want to do this in memory of Bobby Coulter, who passed away. And I want to say to Alicia, I am sorry, but God knows best. You know, the Bible says the point unto us wants to die, but after death, the judgment. Well, Bobby was ready to face God. He's already seen him, and he's in the presence of Almighty God. So I'm going to send this whole entire broadcast. It's dedicated to Bobby Coulter and his memory, and also Alicia and Cindy Coulter.
As the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. To live, my little boys, they ran to hide behind the door. I said, boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy anymore, because you see, you've got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, he don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, you know things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, I don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here
anymore. Him, the more I love him, nothing good for me he'll deny.
The longer I know him, the better I can show him. I couldn't stop now if I tried. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by.
The moment he saved me, his good grace he gave me, he placed his love down deep in my heart. Great joy in knowing with him I am going, and never more from him to depart.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter. Sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. It's love is richer, deeper, fuller.
Stroll over heaven with you. all your heartaches have truly vanished away. You will enjoy all its beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
I am doing this broadcast today in memory of my good friend Bobby Coulter, who passed away. And Bobby be sitting right there listening this morning. He loved that song. I want to stroll over heaven with you. And I'm glad that that song was on there. So I am doing this in memory of Bobby Coulter. I never dreamed that he'd be gone. But anyhow, God knows best. And I'll slip out one of these days and I'll go home. And Bobby, we'll stroll over heaven together, okay?
The more I want to talk about the streets of Cuba, but it feels free just to walk down the street to the path that has never been told. These mansions out there, we are
I'm not afraid to die.
You know, I'd worked a big show in Fort Worth one Saturday night. I had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I could catch another flight. So I just decided I'd walk downtown, I'd get myself a little fresh air. Well, before long, I found myself in front of the big church down in the city square. Oh, I could hear them people singing way out in the street. Oh, it sure was a beautiful sound. I just walked up the steps and started to go in and sit down. But before I could get there, a young man walks up to me. He said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you go in with that big black hat, those jeans, and that long hair." Well, I just went back out and sat down on the side of the curb. And I thought to myself, why, that's the house of the Lord. You know, that fella had a whole lot of nerve telling me I can't worship just anywhere I please. So right there in front of that great big church, I just knelt down upon my knees. I said, "Lord, I know that I don't look like much, but I didn't think it mine. You see, I just wanted to be with your people one more time because it's been a long time." Well, I saw an old rhino on the way over here all bent over in tears, and I thought with just one of those plate stained glass windows, my Lord, you'd feed his family for a year. Then there's those big fine cars that's parked outside. My Lord, there's too many for me to count. Made me to think how people walk for miles and miles just to hear the sermon you preached on the mount. Then there's those fine ladies singing out in the choir. Why, sure, they act like they love it. But just last night, they were sitting on the front row of my show singing, "Sin Shove It." Why, you know, Lord, John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair and that beard all over his face. Well, I gotta go now, Lord, but you know, Lord, when you come to get your children to take them with you beyond the clouds, Lord, I don't want to be caught in that crowd. Well, Lord, got to go now. But when you come again, would you remember me? Lord, I need you more today than ever I did before. Would you please, Lord, remember me?
I'm doing this broadcast in memory of my good friend Bobby Coulter, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And Bobby was a great friend. He was a different kind of friend. Hey, I got a lot of friends out there on radio listening audience, and I don't want to sound partial, show any partiality anyway, because me and Bobby were different type friends. I helped him farm up there. We cut hay together, and I passed him for several years, and Lisa and he, and he'd sit there every Sunday morning listening to my broadcasts and the music and the preaching. And Alicia and Bobby has always been a great supporter of this broadcast. And, well, I'll miss him, but he's going to a better place. This morning, I know that he's listening to this broadcast. And that song we played a while ago, I bet he would say, "Well, that's not the way old Hank done it." He had a saying, that's what he'd say. "Well, that's not the way old Hank could do it." But anyhow, this is in memory of Bobby Coulter that I'm doing this broadcast this morning.
And it sure sounds like angels to me,
and it seems to be coming from over the sea.
Oh, I've never heard the sweet harmony.
Our Lord will return. This could be the hour when I join my voice with that heavenly choir.
Sounds like
I want to dedicate this song to the Dropping Lake United Methodist Church, where I was blessed to pastor for 10 years, 1991 through 2001, called Five Rows Back. Oh, I really wasn't much one for going to church, you see. But I went that night somehow in spite of all that. They ushered me in, and with a warm and friendly smile, and they set me just five rows back. I sat, and oh, I remember it well. The story of Jesus I hear the preacher tell. He told about Jesus. He told about heaven. He spoke about hell. I listened, for I was sitting just five rows back. The words of the preacher man, they were like arrows. They were burning to truth. They reached my heart as he spoke so earnestly. He told me how Jesus suffered, how he had bled and died. And he did it just for folks like me. Soon the choir was singing, just as I am. I knew I was lost. My life was full of shame. I came and I was washed in the blood of the Lamb. For that night I was sitting just five rows back. What a change now has come into my life, and I'm much different now. Peace and happiness fill my heart. Jesus walks and talks with me each passing day. And I know that through the years of time and through eternity, I'll not be forgetting that night, because my sins, they were washed away. And the choir begins to sing, just as I am. I knew I was lost. I knew my life was full of sin. I came and I was washed in the blood of the Lamb. For you see, that night I was sitting just five rows back.
Just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. When you walk among men, well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do.
As we come to close this broadcast today, we'll remember Lisa, And remember, Cindy, Lord, we're remembering all of our loved ones who have lost loved ones. And Lord, I've lost a loved one too, and you know that. But you know our grief, you know our sorrow. But you said you would give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, today we're thankful for that peace. I'm thankful that I've known Bobby Coulter. What a great friend he was. What a great friends I've had down through the years. Not showing any partiality. Not any one is better than the other one. But Lord, they're all my friends. And I thank you for them. And they've been good supporters of this radio broadcast. And I appreciate that because they believe in my ministry. And I thank you for that. And I pastored them for many years. And we walked together. We talked together. We prayed together. And Lisa, I'm praying for you right now. And there's Louise who lost her husband. And there's so many that's lost her husband. Doris lost her husband, and I've lost Martha, but we don't have lost them. We just had to send them to a better place, and they're in a much better place today. So I'm praying for you, my unseen audience, and I'm remembering Bobby Coulter in today's broadcast.
We'll be back to close the broadcast. This one says, but for the blood.
I have no one to blame. How I'd long to hide my face. I was so ashamed for all the wrongs I have done. I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flame. I'd be there today, my friend, but for the blood. But through the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for me.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia 25951. Goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Even now I get so low. You know the devil, he lets me know. I'm so undeserving, unworthy of God's love. And yes, I know it's true, but here I am with the chosen few. I'll stand today.
WJLS-FM, Beckley, Princeton, Lewisburg, a West Virginia Radio Corporation station.